This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Joining us now is a visiting fellow who focuses on cybersecurity, military special operations, and defense support to civil authorities with the Heritage Foundation. Stephen Bucci, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
There's a lot going on when it comes to cybersecurity. Let me just ask you this first. I got to be honest, I don't know if there's something specific you want to talk about, but I keep seeing people showing objections to Elon Musk getting access to certain things. And the most recent thing is they are potentially giving him the ability to look at some top secret cybersecurity dealings with China. Do you find a concern with private citizens being able to look at some of these government documents?
Actually, no. As far as I understand it, Elon Musk has had a top secret clearance for a long time because he's been working with our space program and other parts of the government long before he got involved with Doge. A lot of this is, you know, suddenly pearl clutching and swooning on the part of the left over this because Elon isn't agreeing with them now. So, no, I think they've kind of given it a lot of thought before they got him involved in this part of it. And wouldn't you want a guy who's been given a task by the president to identify areas of economy or cutting that he can propose to the cabinet secretaries to be able to look at really important stuff that's going on so he doesn't recommend to cut things that probably shouldn't be cut? He's got to have the background before he can make those recommendations. So, no, long answer, sorry. Absolutely no concern about it. It's not like Elon is going to sit there and start tweeting about the secret stuff that he just read.
Starts a blog. Obviously, the focus has been on Russia and Ukraine negotiations to try to end the war between them. But I wanted to ask you about what's going on between Israel and Hamas, because obviously that ceasefire deal is no more. And so at this point, is there any chance of those hostages, you think, getting released? Or where do you see this going from this point where we're at right now?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the thought process there with Benjamin Netanyahu went something like this. We've gotten everybody out that we can with this deal. We've asked them, demanded, you know, outlined what Israel was going to do if they didn't give out or give back the rest of the hostages alive and the ones that have passed. So now that they have not responded to that, we've got to try something else. And in this case, it's to go back on the offensive to put more hurt onto Hamas to hopefully encourage them to give back the hostages. You know, just standing there, going, well, they didn't give us any more. I guess we'll just sit here and wait is kind of not an Israeli methodology.
Right. I mean, but how involved does the United States get? Because Trump has been pretty vocal on Truth Social, threatening Hamas. I think his wording was, there will be hell to pay if you don't release the hostages.
Mm-hmm. I think that he's still very involved. He's talking with the Israelis all the time. There's probably a division of work here that that even though the Israelis are going on the offensive, they're not doing it without the knowledge and, in my opinion, the permission of President Trump. Probably said, you know, that didn't work. We gave it a try. Put some more pressure on them, and maybe we can get them back to the table and get the rest of those people out. But just standing around and waiting, it's just going to bring more bodies back and less live people. So they have to give it a shot, and that's what they're doing.
Let's look at, in general, what goes on during negotiations and Donald Trump being involved in a lot of different things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a betting man, because everyone is looking at March Madness and the brackets and they're, you know, the money they're putting on these college games or whatever. If you're a betting man, would you bet that in the next 2 months there's a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine?
Yes, I would bet on that. Now, does that mean all the fighting is going to stop? That would be a great hope. That's a good goal. I think 2 months is a kind of time horizon that is doable. You know, I don't think there's going to be a complete ceasefire and stop, you know, tomorrow or by Monday. But in 2 months, they may have done some incremental steps that have allowed them to get to that point. I think that's what they're going for. The two sides were just so far apart when this process started that it was kind of the people who thought as soon as President Trump talked to both leaders that everybody was just going to put down their stuff and, you know, the lion is going to lay down with the lamb. Sadly, that's not the way it generally works in these kind of conflicts. But I think, you know, we've taken a first step. They've both agreed to not do certain things. Then we're going to continue with that and hopefully chop some more possibilities off. And then eventually we'll get to the point where the killing stops completely. So two
All
months,
right,
I think, is still optimistic, but doable.
This is a yes or no, because we only got 30 seconds.
Yep.
If you were to also, same as a betting man, look at peace between Israel and Hamas, if Hamas is involved, will there ever be peace?
My opinion, no. Hamas is a bad negotiating partner.
Yes, they are. All right, if people wanted to look you up online, some of your work, where can they go?
They can go to heritage.org or to at S. Bucci, B-U-C-C-I, on X.
Stephen Bucci. Look him up online. Look him up on the Heritage Foundation's website. I got to tell you, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Congressman Dr. Bob Onder after the break. 90-
Get more at 971talk.com.